The following podcast is a live recording of a radio show first broadcast by Fresh FM with assistance from New Zealand On Air.
Good morning, you're on the Deadline Report with Benbridge Investigates, Kira, Fresh FM, the greatest radio station in the South Island, and definitely way better than anything I've been listening to on the media in the US since I've been travelling around the USA. Since October the 1st until November the 9th, nearly over a month during the lead up and through to the election on the US presidents, which by the time that you're listening to this will have been decided. I don't actually think the outcome actually matters. And I'm going to look at today, we're going to talk a little bit today about my experiences in America and what I think it's actually taught us or taught me about where we're at and what we need to do to move to a healthier place. Now, in the 30 days plus that I travel around the United States of America and Mexico, going through 21 states, including Texas, Arizona, New Mexico, Nevada, Utah, Colorado, Wyoming, Iowa, Illinois, Missouri, Kansas, California, Maryland, Virginia, West Virginia, New York, Pennsylvania, and I'm sure I've missed somewhere in between a lot. The first thing I've come to conclusion is that I quite like Americans. I found that during the entire travel, I went through states that were red and were blue. I didn't force my opinions or views upon anybody. I just got to talk to people. And when the conversation was going well, I would ask them about, you know, who they plan to vote with, the Trump by Kamala Harris or a third party. And it was pretty much a split, third way across. Third didn't want to vote or wanted to vote for a third faction, but frustrated that they couldn't. A third wanted to vote for Kamala, a third wanted to vote for Trump. And I don't think I came in my experience, and like I said, I was talking to people that I felt comfortable talking with, anybody that was extremist. And I found, very much like New Zealand, that most people voting, actually, the craziness about this whole media hype that we're in, which has us all pushing on, Trump, left wing, right wing, is how closely in common people are. And this is my first frustration with this American corporate media system that we've let ourselves get sucked into, which is it's adversary based, which is you must be, as George Bush said, with us or against them. There is this viewpoint that you must have an opinion. You must have an opinion. You must be for us or against us. And the domination of the argument must be focusing on the differences, not on the commonhood. So again, when I look at New Zealand politics and I look at all the frustration that people have heard, that, you know, we're dealing with systems. You know, people talk about the difference between, you know, the identity politics of the Labour Party and the identity politics of the parties like the National Party, in fact, probably more the ACT Party because that's more the extreme of it. But the reality is that just like America, which has bodies like the Council of Foreign Nations and the trilateral bodies, which are existing bodies, they're not conspiracy theories, they are set up, they are established, they are well-funded for the purposes of lobbying and directing politicians in a set direction. And unless you're completely ignorant of American politics, you know, that'll tell you that basically lobbyists, there are 68 lobbyists in American politics to one. Our current government basically turned around and brought that practice back. It was one of the huge ticks that I will give the Labour Party in their terms, was they reduced the number of lobbyists who literally got card carrying cards to access Parliament. So they could swipe, walk in. You and I can't do that, and I'll come back to that point in a second as well, but they could. Unfortunately, this government turned around and boosted that back up, so there are now 68 people that can turn around and do this. And, you know, you end up with bodies like Cordia, which are there to administrate the transmission and infrastructure of our media, and they are government-owned. But when you look at the board of directors of these companies, they are, just as you find in America, they are dominated by corporate interests whose profits are not there for the greater interests of the social well-being of the public. They are there to enhance the singular purpose of the shareholders of those particular corporations. And how we have, in New Zealand, bought into this idea of creating quangos, which are run by government or paid for by governments as public-private partnerships, but run by private interests for the interest of private interest, shakes beggars belief. But here we are. And of course, these are the things that we don't get to talk about. We don't get to talk about quangos. We don't get to talk about the quality of roads. We don't get to talk about the overprescription of medicines. I sat here in the United States and I've been listening from time to time. I will turn on a television in a hotel room and I'll just watch television. And for the first time in my life, I'm actually watching it for the adverts. And I would say one in two adverts, and this is the corporate TPPA, the free market system that Shane Jones and all these people that and even the Labor Party very much. Remember, let's not forget that the Labor Party brought in the Trans-Pacific Partnership Agreement. So back to my point was that the United States has Council for Foreign Relationships, Trilateralists. We have the New Zealand Initiative, the Atlas Network. Again, something that the party apparatchik of Labor, they're talking about it now. But they weren't talking about it in the lead up to election because of the amount of huge amounts of money that went into both Labor and National from these corporate bodies, which are all these so-called independent freedom activists and media agencies out there don't want to talk about nuts and bolts stuff. They want to talk about kooky identity politics or the Illuminati. And trust me, I don't even have a problem talking about vested non-transparent interest groups. I will talk about it myself as well, but I'll give you examples and I'll talk about how that group actually connected and non-listed to individuals and I'll explain how that's not what you get from these fruitcakes. What you get is a whole bunch of craziness which is designed to simply dump down any serious conversation that is about those arguments while removing us talking about the specifics about what's not going right. So in the United States, going back to the United States of medicine and prescription medicine, I watch these things, and they're actually better than New Zealand because in New Zealand we'll have these adverts, but they are much more shorter and softer, and at the very end of it, they'll have the side effects, which are literally a microsecond, blip, and they're gone. You're literally, you have to freeze. If you've only got something like Sky TV, can you even see these things? So that's, again, our Complaints Board Authority, just like the Council of Foreign Relations in the United States, basically sets up situations so you have this broadcasting standard that actually doesn't uphold. It's even worse than the American system where you watch these things and then you get another advert on top of the first advert, which is side effects may include death. I'm not kidding you. You listen to a lot of the side effects in America, the virus, these drugs are meant to help you. You're like, holy crap. Now, again, nobody is politically spry. In fact, they are surprised, although it's something I've been talking about for quite some time. Again, a number of fruitcakes really talk about this, is that our health system's broken. And our health system's broken because we are buying into this privatised model, which I've witnessed it firsthand. And I'm sorry, but you GPs out there, I don't have a lot of respect for the medical class of New Zealand. I know from my own journey, but only also having witnessed go to hospital, to a private restaurants, and these pharmaceutical companies come in and they turn around and they give these wonderful bullet point presentations and the people sit there and the doctors go for a three-course meal and at the side of it there's little like toys like laser pens and so on, and at the end of it they give a little gift bag of perfumes and stuff to take home to the wife, and they're told if they turn around and sell enough of these products that there's a holiday there. Now, how that is even legal, and these are the sort of things that if we had a good, strong media in New Zealand, which again is something you don't have. I mean, what we're doing is we're buying into the Americanized corporate version of media. So instead of having investigation and current affairs programs, which we used to have every night, that would cover things such as the junket culture of the medical system, which in turn has had led for doctors having really nice, comfortable lifestyles so they don't have to challenge anything. Now, I do get passionate about this because I have a relative who has dementia, and she was struggling and, you know, feeling not very happy about it, and she's, you know, taking antidepressants on it, which, again, I'm not anti-medical. What I'm anti is the fact that when I asked her to read out the side effects, said, may cause dementia. So the doctor is giving this, a guy that went to medical system for 8 years is giving this to a person with dementia. The freaking Muppet couldn't even be bothered to read the side of the box. And I didn't even have to go to medical school for that. And that, unfortunately, is a very part of our culture. And again, what's happening is because of the medical model private system has been privatised, as in America, I have to be a little bit fair to the GP, although I'm not, because they choose to go along with it. There is no attempt to lobby for their patients on this. the reality is you go into a doctor's, you get 15 minutes, and that's the financial model. Now, I've had GPs tell me, I don't have time to read your file. Mind blowing. Well, actually, I think that's your job. Okay, but no, what happens is GPs, you go in there, you're talking to the person, he's trying to tap in, he's trying to tap in files at the same time, and then when he finishes it, he doesn't have time, or the model doesn't allow him to do any analysis of the work. And so they're doing the bare minimum. And so basically what we're having is our GPs are turning in to pharmaceutical prescriptions, which, by the way, the number one cause in the United States of America, and we're not far behind in New Zealand, is medical misprescription. And so again, we've gone through this particular crisis, which it's not the issue about that whether the crisis is real or not. The question was, we had an option in New Zealand to actually have a serious discussion about our health and how we actually got healthy, and what our method, you know, our sleep, our consumption of what we ate, how we chose our, you know, our mental situation. We blew it. We blew it. Instead, we used it to create an entire situation which actually profited the pharmaceutical industry, which is every bit as insidious as the military-industrial complex. And we're not having that conversation. And this is the same thing that's happening in America. Nor are they having a very decent conversation about the military-industrial complex, which reaps through America in every strain vein that you can actually possibly think of. And again, in New Zealand, we're brought into this thing called the Rocket Lab, and again, all these fruitcake so-called freedom, independent media. You know, none of these guys are talking about Rocket Lab. None of them are talking about the 500 corporations that have moved into universities that are offering to get university students to become part of the New Zealand space industry with heavily huge involvement into the military-industrial complex, and not just the military-industrial complex, but the nuclear weapons industry. The nuclear weapons industry that is single-handedly stopping any serious environmental consequence of us being able to stop climate change. Now, you can argue about the cause of it all you like all day long, but I'll tell you one thing. When 99% of the weapons of the arms sales of weapons around the world are going into the nuclear industry, and that nuclear industry, so when we talk about climate change, is actually going into an industry which is actually all about weapons, you are dreaming if you think that that is going to improve our environment. New Zealand used to be a world leader in this factor. Our whole anti-nuclear stance was something that we were all on that common unification, whether you were Labour, Greens, National Party. After the bombing of the Rainbow Warrior, we went, screw that, we're not playing this game anymore. And we've completely forgotten about this. And again, our lovely so-called independent media doesn't talk about this. Okay? And that's largely because when you look at these people, the people that actually supposedly are independent media, is they are actually all about not being journalists. They're about influencers because they want to get money. And it's the same that we get in the United States of America as I travel around. I haven't encountered any independent media since the 30-31 days. All I've encountered people on social media or the mainstream media, and it's all about selling something. Sell, 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 sell. I'm going to take a little bit of a break now, and I'm going to go with the song Money Too Tight to Mention, because at the end of the day, this is the creature that we really need to talk about. And I'm going to talk a little bit about what I'm seeing in America as I've been traveling around this country. Very, very nice people, but I also see a country that is very, very sick. And if we continue to follow the model, and we seem to think the Labour Party, the National Party seem to think that what America offers is that our model, that's what we should be aiming for. And I'm arguing, no, it's not. We don't want anything to do with American culture. It is a sick, dying culture, and it is killing this planet. Money Too Tight to Mention. This is Ben Vigen on the Deadline Report.
Do
And you are with Ben Vigin on the Deadline Report, Care of Fresh FM, the grooviest little radio station in the South Island. And I happen to think I'm pretty glad it exists. I think where there's Fresh FM, its importance in all community stations like this, we are holding the thin blue line. And I'm fully aware that corporations have finally slowly clicked on to the value that community radio is, and they are now out there funding it, and once again they are replicating grassroots. And that's what we've been seeing so far, is that we don't have any legitimacy in independent media anymore, because we don't have people going out there doing things for other people. We're doing things because they want to be influencers, they want to get numbers, and they want to make lots and lots and lots of money and be famous, because that's what it's all about. And in America, that's what it's all about. Now, before I get too carried further distracted, I want to talk about something. So when I woke up the other day and I was in Wyoming and I went to my breakfast to have breakfast in the morning, and I went there and the first option I was offered was fruit juice. Four different fruit juices, orange, grapefruit. Oh, look, that's nice and healthy. Every single one of them absolutely soaked in sugar. So then I moved down the road and I had a glass of orange juice because it was the least sugary ones available and tasted got by. So I won't actually know the same the brand. But then I went to look at the cereals, and every single of these things, all packaged in little plastic containers with a plastic spoon and a plastic knife and a plastic fork and a plastic plate and a plastic cup, wrapped in plastic, offered you all these cereals, and every single one of these cereals was soaked in sugar. And then I moved down the road and I had the option of toast. Now, aside from the fact that most of our toast now is absolutely, you know, nearly 51% of all, 95% of our cereals come from the Ukraine. For now, 51% of it is now contaminated GMO. And following the Ukraine war, I'm guessing that we're also going to see it's also going to be increasingly contaminated with depleted uranium. Now, you might remember the big train that blew up in Ohio and contaminated 16 states in the middle of what they call cancer alleyway, where one in three of Americans who live in the area will die of cancer. Yay, that's what an aspiration. Make money, pollute your country. So the bread that I had was, you know, we've got in New Zealand, it's seriously going downhill. It's like I generally try to not avoid it, because it's not about the gluten intolerance, it's the chemical phosphates intolerance that we're dealing with, because again we have a Green Party that doesn't actually own the fact that it actually allowed its leader to be a form of public relations pharmaceutical for Bayer, the big sister who now owns Monsanto. That was the Green Party, and that's why when you listen to their view about the GMOs, and you know, they're not the Green Party anymore. They're part of this sick American culture that thinks, oh, wow, we can science our way out of it. And we can science our way out of it. But the difference is, when Nikki Hager wrote his book, Seeds of Distrust, which unfortunately he didn't want to talk about during our crisis, in terms of, it said, it wasn't the crisis wasn't real, but what they were offering was like, no. I brought up reading Seeds of Distrust, and one of the things he said, do not let GMOs come into your environment. And the issue was not because the science of GMOs per se is bad, but because the science has been rushed through. Because the profit, if it's no good, if it takes that long, and then it diminishes the profit. So most of the pharmaceuticals that you've seen, and most of the products that are getting pushed out into the market, they haven't been rigorously tested. And so the entire 21st century, from the microplastics that we're all just slowly waking actually up to the fact that doctors realise that smoking's not cool, is full of the story of stuff being rushed to the market because of this American corporate system. I mean, you know, even like at one point we were talking about that we might be finding uranium in New Zealand, and there were adverts out there for uranium ice cream. I mean, they weren't literally uranium, but the idea was that somehow the marketing message were being sold. And this is what again is happening, you know, is that in New Zealand, we used to have the DSIR, which got paid 20% higher than the actual corporate market to make sure that, and it was a firewall to make sure that the science that came out of that body was rigorous and they were all about taking your time. Well, guess what? Privatisation, the American model came along and we slashed that together. And now what we've got is we've got pink-haired people who are living non-examples to actually how you should live, giving us lectures on crap. And they're not even scientists, they're pseudoscientists. And yet the media actually mislead you on that particular subject. And unfortunately, we've also, the problem we've got there is that we've also got religious fundamentalists on the other side of the equation who are actually not offering us any particularly better equation because they've, again, misunderstood the idea that independent media isn't about repeating the race to the bottom that we see from the lack of quality of corporate American media. It's about actually being more rigorous, don't like the science. Like, do you have multiple sources? Are those sources actually coming from independent people? Are we ensuring that we're seeing both sides of the story and we're not just picking one side of the story or picking one side of the story and then go and interview the crazy cat lady? I mean, again, we look at American New Zealand media as it is now, it's not fit for purpose. So, you know, I went through and I had my breakfast and I went through again, pancake, after the bread option, which was there were no healthy bread options or cereal options. I could all have pancakes with syrup on top of it. You're kind of getting the idea. And even in this lovely, beautiful room that I've been staying in, it's like I have to wake up in the morning and run for the first time in my life, moisture on my legs because there's so much chemicals in the bed sheets that I actually get my legs dry out. And everywhere I go, when I try to actually, there is not... You know, you live in a little community, you walk down to the end of the two blocks of the road, there should be a supermarket and a park, and the supermarket's got proper food in it. That doesn't happen in America. You have to drive, you have to have a car, and there is no public transportation. And again, what frustrates me the hell out of New Zealand is that we talk about supposedly our commitment to carbon credits and climate change, we do absolutely nothing about actually installing a genuine public transportation system. Take case in point, Dunedin. You remember that's the place where they were going to build the hospital, but because we signed up this TPA system, they're now getting half a hospital, half the wings actually aren't in it, and the medicine, the food, that instead of giving people, patients in it, food that's actually homegrown and actually locally produced, as the provider of the Dunedin Hospital actually originally offered them, we're getting a non-fit, non-nutritional, non-actually good for their diet product made by a corporation that's actually profiteering. It's for a hospital that's actually going to only have half the stuff it needs because we've basically allowed our health system to be run into the ground as we pursued profit. Profit, profit, profit. We went from 35 years under the... And again, our beloved alternative independent media, they go, oh, Jacinda's a communist. Well, I don't want a communist. I don't even want a socialist. But I'd like us to actually have the historic muscle memory to remember the fact that when Norman Kirk was the Prime Minister of New Zealand in 1975, we had one of the highest living standards in New Zealand. We had one of the highest literacy rates in New Zealand. We had a public transportation system that was to be envied around the world. We had the ability for people to get access to education and medical attention. That was under a socialist leaning system, as was being advocated by Walt Whitlam, as was being advocated by Allende in South America. Unfortunately, they are all in some ways or another the victim to the corporate American system that we seem to think is so glorious. Now, I walk around America today and I also these places where you can't actually get any food. Literally, it is a battle constantly. I'm having to, it's a struggle to actually eat healthy. And I mean, as much as I've enjoyed the American experience, I can't wait to get out of here because I find the place is not good for me. It is literally, this is a toxic soup. And if this is what we think we're going to aspire to, I would take people to have a good look at all the diabetes, all the other diseases, and what also more carefully look at how much this impacts the lower socioeconomic groups and go, this is not a way we want to go. This is not a way forward. This is a way backwards. This is a way to extinction. America is not having a genuine conversation about the environment. In fact, you don't hear anything on all the television programs I watch all the time around. There is, again, no real current affairs. There's glamorous stuff about mass shootings, about plane crashes, but, and it reminds me very much of the crime of Lot 49, but there is no actual talking about, hey, what about the bees? There's no talking about how we can improve the water quality. Occasionally, you might get a little glimmer of that late in the night time. But most of it is about stories where, or fiction, where the main leader of the movie is a gun. Everywhere you go, the gun is out there in some way or form, and it's the hero. And then they're watching these programs on television about the gun, and then wondering why they have mass shootings. And they don't have any, said, you know, current affairs. What they do is they have people like Dr. Phil come on board and give their opinions, as which are put out as somehow as being having, again, this is the country that is the world that is promoting the idea concept of the influencer. Somebody who's no neither a specialist in anything other, but some, because they can get more likes than anybody else, and that's where we want to go down. That's what we think is the way forward. Now, in America, in the 60s and the 70s, there were things like the Whole Earth Catalogue, and we used to get this book every year, and it used to have a whole selection of books out there. It was kind of like a printed version of the internet, but it was a whole section of people out there who had practical solutions about how they could do things like build a house, cook food. You know, this created an entire culture. And where the hell that culture has gone to, I have no idea, because I have seen not one shred of actual, everything's nice, but I haven't seen any art out there. And even when I go to places like San Francisco, that's deep. It's all about pretty nice things. And I see basically people in America moving for a molasses, where I genuinely think they are in trouble. And I think they know they're in trouble, and they're going towards distractions because that's the only way they know how to cope. And I think if we decide to continue down this way idea, where we follow what is America and we make their issues our issues, where we make their approach to things our approach to things, we're in serious, serious trouble. Now, again, I have enjoyed my time in America, and I've found them to be very endearing people. I've also found, however, like in the area at the same point where it's like a lot of the low socioeconomic people, they're angry all the time, and they're angry because they're working harder and harder and harder and getting less and less. At the same time, they can't access proper medical attention, they can't access proper medical food, there isn't any real source of solid information. They are just absolutely soaked in this. It reminds me of, I guess what it does is it reminds me of the future. Growing up, I used to read things like Chrome Rat and William Gibson and a lot of cyberpunk. And my favourite, of course, was Crisis, which was a spin-off from the 2000 AD magazines, which would start, each magazine would start off with a chronology about a real events and where we were heading. And it would take all the way up to 1995, which is when the Crisis fictional world kicked in. And then they would give us their version. And everything that was in Crisis, you know, which was basically called Crisis World War III, which was basically War of the Classes, I see happening. And, you know, in New Zealand, I could see it vaguely coming. But here in America, it's really like being in a William Gibson dystopic sci-fi. I mean, if you've got the money and you can travel around nice hotel rooms, go to nice restaurants and things that, you know, you can go Uber. But if you can't, it gets real, real, real quick. And you go into a greyhound station anytime soon, you smell the buses, that smell of urine and the sheer absence of hope that exists around those places, which are just littered in garbage. And you go, this is not what we want for our future. So I would advise people to go back and have a look at things like someone else's country. I'd advise them to go and go seek out the Whole Earth Catalogue. I'd advise them to listen to the independent media and say, look, this is our independent media giving us, covering the actual New Zealand issues and offering New Zealand solutions, or is it simply parroting? And actually, ironically, the Masons have a word. They describe a parrot as someone who repeats Masonic lore without understanding its true meaning. And again, I look at all these independent media who are repeating all these sort of Alex Jones and, again, influencer models, and they're just regurgitating, okay? So if you are not listening to people that are giving you good quality information that is peppered with solid source network. I heard this because of this particular book, or I watched this particular reference. Be very, very careful. Be very, very careful. Because otherwise, you're going to end up in the 51st state of the United States of America. And that is the song, in fact, that we'll go out today with. The 51st state of the USA. Do check out my website, the Dyslexic Detective, postmanproductions.org. The Moonlight Diaries is basically, it was where I'm putting my coverage on my USA trip, which I'm slowly updating, and I'm not putting it all there because this will be leading towards a book project. Check out Ben's World, which actually has a whole bunch of my photographs of, as I've been traveling around different countries and different states in America. Check out my books, which are for free. They don't cost you any money. They're peppered with full of solid sources. Look at State Secrets 1, look at State Secrets 2. You will find that the track record of those books very much underscore what my history is. If you want to buy my damn those books for free, do it for free. If you want to give me a bit of koa, that's absolutely cool. If you'd like to turn around and support what I do, get in contact with me. I'll basically tell you what that actually entails. It's a very, very, very small amount of fee. You don't just give me money. What it means is that if you want to actually ask me, and you're like, you know, throughout the year, and you're not being, you know, there's a limit. There's only, you get what you pay for. But if you turn around and say, well, actually, you know, I'm trying to find out a source for this, or can you find this? Get in contact with me. I'm probably one of the most, I'm rated as one of the 13th most, the 13th best independent podcast in New Zealand. I am the top three podcasts in this country. I've written 4 books, 2 have been bestsellers. I've been doing this for 30 years. So if you don't think that that's probably a good guy to come and approach for source, no worries, knock yourself out. But the point is, I'm not asking you to give me money because I want to be famous. I don't. I actually only want 200 or 300 of you people. No more than that. I can't come up with any more of you. But I want to give you solid information, and I want to teach you how to find good information. And I don't want you to end up like what's happening in America, as much as I do like the American people. This is Ben Vigen on the Deadline Report, going out with Lava, the 51st state of the USA.
As the sun goes down again,
here comes another winter of long shadows and hours. Here comes another winter waiting for utopia, waiting for hell to freeze over. This is the land where nothing changes. A land of red buses and blue bloody babies. This is the place where pensioners are raped and their hearts are being cut from the welfare state. Let the poor drink the milk while the rich eat the honey. Let the bums count their blessings while they count the money.
The podcast you just listened to was a live recording of a radio show, first broadcast on Fresh FM, with support from New Zealand On Air. Fresh FM is a community access media station based in Te Tauihu, the top of the South Island, New Zealand. The funding of Access Media makes these podcasts possible. To find similar programs by other community access media stations, go online to accessmedia.nz. If you or your group would like to know more about how you can have a program on our station, please contact us. Visit our website, freshfm.net, for our contact details.